Hello, family. Pastor George here. Hey, I'm excited about this episode of Set for Life. But also, we just finished the fast and we've learned a lot. Also covered the financial fast. Hope you save some money. And we're going to show you different ways that you can utilize that. But right now, as we're coming into Black History Month, we have some very special guests today. And we're going to be talking about raising boys to men. And we got some experts at that. So right over here, we have Elder Irving Tolbert. And then we got Jack Lightsey. See that? That was my social distance fist bump. I kept 6 feet away from him to do that. But there is so much about that I want to learn from you guys. Also, I want you to learn that can also apply in your lives. So we're going to show you some benefits. But first, I want to find out a little bit about rites of passage. Elder Tolbert, can you tell us a little bit about rites of passage and how it started?
So about 24 years ago, this is our 24th year, we're going into rites of passage. It was one of our parents in the church, Mrs. Gaston. Her son was around 12, 13 years old. His name was Kim Gaston. And the parent wanted to do something for her son. She wanted the elders and the deacons in the church to speak spiritual truths into her son. And so we got together, the deacons and the elders, and we spoke and Bible study and talked with him about life issues from a spiritual biblical standpoint. And we did this for several weeks. And at the end of this, the mother was she wanted to show a thanks for it. So she did a kind of a banquet. And she did a banquet and we all got together and we spoke our final prayers over his life. And at the end of that, some of the elders and deacons kind of said, you know, we ought to do this for all of our 12-year-olds because they're at a point where they're now transitioning. They're transitioning from boyhood into manhood. And we just wanted to kind of get together and come with some principles to teach these youngsters how to make better decisions, because that's their problem. At the age of 12, they know what is right and they know what is wrong, and they're going to have to make a decision on that. If we can give them better decisions from a spiritual standpoint, they can make more godly decisions and it's a better society all the way around.
What is the mission of Rites of Passage?
Well, again, we want to transition these youngsters from boyhood to manhood. And we use five general principles. And we start with spiritual, educational, social, vocational, which within vocation, we're talking about financial understanding and how to use money, and physical, building their bodies up. And so in everything that we do, in all the classes that we teach these youngsters, it has to be one of those five components from a spiritual standpoint.
Passes from boyhood to manhood. That's great. Also, a point you brought up, and then both of Jack, I'm going to ask you about it, but then also you can kick back into this, is you used to use the word transition. So as you noticed, we've always been trying to figure out how are we transitioning things.
So
first of all, let's talk about what's one of the issues with kids and transitioning at 12 years old, and also in the chat type them in. But what's a transitional issue when you're looking at right now when they're young boys to going to men?
The number one transition issue for all young boys, we all pass through this, by the way, we old boys.
Right.
But at some point in every young man's life, when he's a boy, he has to understand that he's accountable for his actions. He has to make choices and he's responsible for those choices that he makes. So with rites of passage, for instance, yes, any young man that's been in rites of passage program, we always ask him, you always have two what? And they always say choices.
Right.
The first choice is the right choice, the moral choice, the choice that God tells you, the choice that the Spirit of God is saying to you, the choice that you know is what your parents want, what the teachers want, what your employer wants, the choice you know is going to get a good result. What's the second choice?
Right.
Any choice other than that one.
Right.
They understand. So that's the transition.
But you're saying that. I want you to understand that. I want listeners. I also want you to understand that. Or you're watching this. Everybody has a choice. And you know, you remember that, Michelle Obama? When they go low, we go high.
We go high.
So you always have a choice. And just so you know, We fighting that battle. I'm fighting that battle every day. You know what I do to this day is mm-hmm. when people write me an email and it's funky. It's like this. And I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm going to write something back. I say, you know what? What would Morsi Thompson do? I literally say, if I sent the emails that I was really thinking, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Right, okay. right.
And doing it, but you have to start making choices, and you got to start at a young age.
So
you're telling people to make good choices. And by the way, we're talking about boys.
Girl,
everybody needs to make good decisions at that age.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to let you answer.
Right.
That's also, if you look at it, that's people, if you don't measure that or pay attention, that's someone's downfall. You know what I mean? It can be social.
Yeah.
And then we will come back to economic. It can also be physical in these areas, but you start off with spiritual.
Yes.
I love it. So, Jack, you're going to add some, but then I actually have a question for you, though.
Right.
But how do you do that? Like, there's five areas. I mean, is it 5 weeks? Or, you know what I mean? Like, there's five areas. So how do you actually walk through that?
He knows so much about rites of passage. You're asking the right questions.
Okay.
It's an 8-month program.
8 months.
8 months. So it starts the first week in March, and it runs every Saturday from 7 to 11.
7 a.m. Early risers.
Yes.
Early risers.
Until October. So you got 8 months of instilling those five principles. And we use different types of techniques and tactics and, you know, we do classes. We do for the physical training, for the there's discipline involved. We have guest speakers.
Right.
You know a little bit about that.
Yes. So.
And we have outings. We do community service. We get involved. Right. And we have Bible study.
Right.
So we're incorporating those five principles that we want to instill into them on all different kind of platforms. Then we have something we call Real Talk.
Real Talk. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Real Talk.
Real Talk.
Can you disclose what Real Talk is?
No.
All right. Gotcha. But
Real Talk. Imagine this past year we had 53 boys aged 12 to 15.
Yes.
Imagine a room of 53 boys and we say, let's talk about jobs or let's talk about education. Let's talk about sex.
Right.
Who are you sexing? Let's talk about, you know, are you sneaking in the kitchen and getting some of your mama's alcohol?
Right.
We'll ask questions and then we'll shut down and let them talk amongst them. They'll talk amongst themselves. We're in a room because there's accountability.
Right.
But there is a man law involved in that. Everything that we talk about in real law and in real talk stays in the room. So it's kind of gives them some ability to be transparent.
I don't even know if you guys know the impact of that, of someone having somewhere they can go. Just so you know, even as you get older, there's something called Lone Ranger syndrome. So what we do as men is we try to do things on our own.
Yeah.
And we try to always do things. I'm talking at any age. And one of the things is having someone you can bounce it off of. And that's something that now even I've developed, we're saying that you can do that. It's good for young boys to be able to have someone they can come and talk to about all those areas that you're saying and get it from a spiritual context. And then also, I know you guys have been saved your whole life, but they also, if they talk, that's right. Not our whole life. But what happens is they can start talking to someone who's gone through it.
Absolutely.
So I think that, so that's where wisdom comes from.
Yes.
So they can say, but before you put your hand in the fire, we can already be able to share with them and then they can do that. Yes. So, you know, one time I was in my office. And my phone rang. I looked at it. It said, Jack Lights.
I already knew you were going.
I picked it up. Hello, Jack. Jack calls me. And I'm new to the church. You know, I'm new to the church. You know, you guys know Danette, right? The co-producer, you know, the coming
home
show.
Yeah,
Danette had me, at Faith Central. And Jack used to come and when we were in the forum. And Jack would always do all the stuff and cue me to come out with Bishop and all the stuff. And then they said, we're going to give out Volunteer of the Year. And then they gave it to Jack. And I walked up and said, I thought you worked here with me. That's the day I found out he was a volunteer.
I didn't get paid a penny.
But you know what though? Jack worked like he was getting paid. And that says something about someone's level of excellence.
Labor of love.
Like when you go somewhere and you work, they should, whether you volunteer or not, they should be thinking you're getting paid. Yeah. Second thing is you want to, and doing it. So when Jack called me, I couldn't say no, but Jack, can you just tell us a little about why you called me and then a little bit about how I started working with, how I had the honor of serving with Rites of Passage, Jack?
Yes, absolutely. I call you because as the pastor of stewardship for this church, and I've seen your walk. So it's not just a job for you. It's not a title, but your spirit has always been about doing better, getting a foundation, especially a financial foundation under your life, and it'll make your life better. Well, we deal with a lot of single family, single parent homes, and we knew that these young men, if they have to be accountable for themselves and not depending on their mama so much, and their parents are doing everything they can to get by financially, they can use some financial literacy lessons. They can, if they could speak to someone, and someone can give them some advice on how to make their situation better, who better than the pastor over stewardship?
Right.
And plus, I've seen you, and I tell you, I don't know how much your audience knows, but you've been a fixture in our program every year during that 8-month period. We make sure you get in as early as possible, and you have been, I want to give you kudos.
Money, where money's due.
but here's what has happened. You come in and you talk about how to maintain your how to budget, how to do these things. That's very important, not just for the parent, but especially with our young men that's in the program.
Right.
Now you come in, you tell these young men, asking your mama for money, trying to get $200 pair of tennis shoes.
Right.
You come in, you say, because you're speaking to the mom and the son.
Oh, yeah.
So now the mama have you. She can quote you and say, well, come on, you were in the same meeting I was in.
Right.
Instead of spending $200, spend the $50, save some of that money so you can get other things. And you spoke that into their lives.
He was paying attention. Wait. I got to jump in here on this one.
Yes.
Because you actually, I was blessed. You guys taught me something that day, and you guys don't know it. I have something called the Wealth Academy where I used to bring kids in and teach them finances.
Yeah.
It's a 4-week thing.
Yeah.
And then I found out we were getting good results, but not as good because what would happen was the parents would bring their kids in and then walk away. Mm-hmm. And you know who they brought in? People that were their worst with their finances would bring their kids in and walk away. So you guys already know from all my books and everything that you're at 1 of 5 levels. Struggling and sinking means inability to pay bills. Mm-hmm. Steady, just enough to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
Then solid means you've been working some more for a while. Mm-hmm. And then surplus is extra money. Mm-hmm. And then highest level service.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always trying to show people how to get to the next level. So what we found out was people that were struggling were always bringing in their kids. And then I would talk to them for 3 hours. And then the whole rest of the week, they would watch all the habits.
Yeah.
Of their parents, and I would have little to no returns because I can't, it's very difficult to fix something in 2 hours or a couple hours, and then they watch you all week.
That's right.
When I came to Rites of Passage and I stand up, I'm coming to you in a minute. I would stand up and they would have it was like the parents were on one side of the room and the kids were on one side of the room.
Right.
And I would bring up budgeting and then I brought up investments. Mutual funds. But hold on. So Irving, if you remember correctly, you stood on one side and you represent the parents. Hey guys, by the way, the parents lose every year. And so what happens is I'd have the kids on the other side.
Right.
And I would explain to them I give each of them $100,000. I asked for their $100,000 crew or $1 million crew. And the kids would always make a name and they'd be $1 million crew. And then we'd invest $1 million.
Yep.
And the kids would list all the stocks they would buy, all the investments.
Yep.
And then the parents would list them.
Yep.
And then have you noticed every year the parents lose?
Yeah.
Then just everybody, you know why the parents lose? All the money, parents, all the money that you have in your bank account and all the food in your refrigerator, you paid for. That's why you're going to lose, because you're more conservative.
Yes.
Kids pulling out investments, they don't care.
Because
you know what your kids do? They walk into the refrigerator, they open the door, and they get whatever they want. And guess how much it is? It's absolutely free. That's why kids are going to win. That's why they go live. Your parents are like this. As the kids, they start naming tech companies that just started last week. Parents, what y'all doing? Y'all naming banks? Y'all naming grocery stores you've been to for the last 20 years? Y'all naming stuff? I'm sorry. Y'all doing stuff that's paying dividends.
Right.
The kids are doing stuff that when it hits, it hits.
Yeah.
But wait. Do you see what happens in the learning? This is what I learned. Number one is that the parents learned their kids knew about investing. Like when those kids are named, them kids are jumping. You see, they're all jumping up. And when they're naming stocks, their parents are like this and that. And then all I need, you see how I do it. Let me get that social distance hit from you. Get that social distance hit from you. I already decided what I'm going to say. You see why I'm talking. You already know I'm looking at the shoes, right? See, I'm already looking at the shoes already before we start. I'm like this. Mm-hmm. Everybody, let's put on what you have. And I pull up the stock symbols of what they got on.
Right.
I think the parents, because they know I'm a pastor, kind of start going, I see where this brother's going.
Yeah.
They see where I'm going before I said, so I said, everybody, what shoes got? Oh, yeah, these are, and by the way, I ain't giving out stock right now. They said, these are Nike. I said, okay, cool. Let's work NKE. Let's pull up this. Hey, guys. And everybody got their phone. Pull up the stock price. And then they start pulling up the prices. Right. Then they start pulling up all their competitors. Then the kids start, getting it.
Right.
Even though it's too late for the parents for to win the stock game, but they can win because then they can start doing it. Yeah. So then what I'm trying to do is this is how we get them to do it. If we tell kids do a budget, they'll say, I don't want to do a budget. I'll say, okay, everybody, we have $300 or $200. I said, how much do those shoes cost? You know, I do it every year. Yeah. Then some kid goes, they cost $250. You guys, shoes cost that much. I know not at the outlet or not when I get them. But shoes cost that much. And I say, okay, let's give you that budget for the whole year. And the kids go, oh, okay. And I said, but not first we're going to buy the stock and then we buy the shoes. So what we're actually teaching them without them even, and we're bringing along is generational wealth. Somebody say generational wealth.
Generation.
So a generation is 20 years. So what you're doing is they're saying, okay, go and buy that. You remember that? And then they go through the, that's how they get to Costco.
Right.
And they get excited. Right. Say, hey, you know, and then they'll find out they go, this is publicly traded. So then they'll do it. So when you're watching, this is my question. I'm coming to you because you always on the board. I'm going to pick on him. You're the one writing down the while the parents are losing. But when you're watching me do that when you're watching us do that, are you kind of seeing what are you seeing from the parent side while we're actually showing the investments? What are you kind of seeing?
Well, I think one of the obvious things, like as you said, was I think the parents were a little surprised that the kids actually understood the concept of investment. And actually getting beat by the kids so badly, it's very good that the parents are seeing this and that the boys are so interested in it. You know, kids nowadays tend to be interested in, you know, they want to rap, they want to be in sports, but they have to understand the financial side. And it was really enlightening and encouraging that these youngsters were actually interested in how to work that money.
Right. Yeah. I could see how excited they were. And also I could see that they were very engaged. And also the parents wrote them down. And then when they put it on their phone, we started getting phone calls later on regarding that. So no, that was really, really exciting. So, hey, I'm looking forward to this. So, hey, look, why don't we bring someone that has come from Rites of Passage and let's talk with them.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And we're back. We found out a lot of information about Rites of Passage. And guess what? We have a live person that is alumni from 2007, Mark Alston. So I just have a simple question for you. What are some things that you learned when you went to Rites of Passage?
What did we not learn? It's a lot, you know. Spending time, I think we started in March. We don't end till almost October.
Everybody got the 8 months down now.
Yeah. You know, what do you not learn? You know, we wake up in the morning, you got to get up early, start working out. And the first thing you know is that's...
Mark didn't like that either, I want to tell you.
It was a hard thing to like when you get up at 5:45.
I know what I'm going to say sounds crazy, but I call that champion time.
Absolutely.
What happens is, That's the time I get up. I get up 5:45 in the morning, or 4:45 in the morning a lot of times. And you want to get things done early, because that's actually, you want to get ahead of certain people.
Absolutely.
So that, when I drive by the church, I see everybody out there, rites of passage, out there all in fatigues, all ready early in the morning. I said, you know what they're doing? They're building champions out there.
Oh man.
So I'm sorry to interrupt that. That's just champion time. When I see that, I just get, and see you young men out there doing that. That's how they're built, man.
Absolutely. And I'll tag back on that too. It's become something I love. Like I wake up early now, and I enjoy the time to myself. That's my time to gather my thoughts and prepare myself for the day. You know, it actually gives a clarity for the day. It's my time to speak with the Lord, you know, right. Set up how I need to be.
Gotcha. That was spiritual, and then some other aspects. And
absolutely.
Then they also talked about social. They said you had someone's phone number, someone calling you, and different things.
You're looking at the man right across from here. That, yeah. Jack was my champion during my time in Rites of Passage, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, it didn't matter when it was. You can call him, and he was that way for everybody he had. But, you know, that spirit was amongst all the men that were champions in the program. You know, they were available for you. If you needed them, didn't matter what you were going through, if it was in church, out of church, at school, at home, you know, they showed up for you. They were there.
Right. Yeah. So if you look at the benefits, I want to go with Memphis and give you, I want to talk to you, and then I want to ask Jack come back and kind of talk to parents about them and everything. But if you're talking to someone that has a child that's around that age, it's around 12, like the age that you kind of came into it, I want to hear from your perspective. What are kind of some of the benefits that someone would walk out with, a young man in that area?
All right. Well, the first thing, like I said, I got to go with what I hate, the leave, with the working out. So you do leave, you'll be able to run.
Okay. We're going to do 100 push-ups.
If you was playing sports, you'd be ready for time to go. Yeah. So.
Really? Oh, wait a second here. Okay. Y'all, we're going to give out the email. That's actually what you need to be in that time.
This little circuit we got here works out.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay,
that's number one. You know, the brotherhood amongst the people that we were with. You know, I'm still close with quite a few of the members I went through.
You still communicate with people.
Absolutely.
And then
yeah.
People, you know, through high schoolers, people you talk to, through colleges,
yeah.
Just that number gets smaller and smaller, and the fact that you're still talking to them, that's great.
Absolutely.
So then we talked about spiritual, then we also talked about physical.
Absolutely.
And then now you also talked about social, that you were able to communicate with them, all right?
Yeah, and social, and, you know, to be able to grow together, and we still get together today and hang out and just have that camaraderie amongst us, you know, to be able to debrief with one another, and if there's something that we need to talk. So I think for me, it just helps grow you into more of a well-rounded person and more well-rounded individual, and be able to have that feeling to know that you're not in this alone. You know, hey, mm-hmm. somebody else is either been through it with you, mm-hmm. or been through it before you, and can at least give you the right tips to navigate this world, you know, that
right.
we're in.
Right.
You know what other benefit you got?
What?
You're gonna love this. You ask your mama for money?
Nope.
We're going to end the show right now. You know, right.
You know.
All right, cool. So look, you guys, there are so many benefits that we see on that side. Also, Jack, if you could also just tell us a little bit about what are the benefit for the parents. I think you already heard me already comment on the fact of just them being involved, but just the way that the communication, I just think men need to communicate more and in doing things that way. So I just want to make sure to do. But what's the benefit for the parents?
Huge for the parents. Whether you're a single parent home, when you're the mom and you're dealing with that, obviously we know that when you get to be age 12 to 15, a young man, it's good to have a man in his life. Some things that a man can instill, can positive role model into a young man's life that a mother can't do as well. They do it, great single moms. Even if it's a two parent home, it's good for a dad to know that there's another man that's speaking to his son's life. Really saying the same thing he's saying, but coming from a different voice, from a different perspective, it kind of confirms.
Right.
So it kind of does that. But the program is beneficial for the parent, mainly because what we say to Mark, what we said to him, what we say to every young man that's in the program is, like I said, you always have two choices. So the program begins and establishes to that young man and his mom that he is accountable for his actions day one. A parent loves that part.
Right. Hey, last thing. Can you tell us, if somebody wants to get involved with Rites of Passage and in doing this, how do they get in touch with you and the program? and how do they get involved?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a great time because we're in our recruitment program, campaign right now. The program starts, the orientation is March 5th, Saturday, March 5th, 2022. Easy. Go to faithfulcentral.com,
yes,
the website, click right into Rites of Passage or ROP. You can sign your son up. If there are men, mentors who want to be support, they can go right there to faithfulcentral.com, go to the ROP, click, go to that page, fill out applications. We set up an interview and we'd be ready to go in March.
Right. So one of the things that's very important is also when you go to the website, there'll be a banner information,
yes,
and get involved. But also want to repeat, even though he said it already, is that also men, you can get involved also in the program.
Absolutely.
And in doing it. I want to thank you guys all for coming. I want to thank Elder Tolbert for coming. Mark, I want to thank you for coming. Elder Jack, I want to thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
And also just remember, it's so important. I was at a conference where I was speaking recently, and the gentleman, even before, he was talking about working together in a group, and that was one of the things, yeah, that we were talking about. And he said that a lot of times, I'm so glad that we're communicating, that men try to do things by themselves. It's called Lone Rangers. And he said that when you go by yourself, you can go fast. He said, but when we go as a group, we can go further. I want to give everybody an opportunity to go further. And one of them is also in your relationships. So one of the things is go to Rites of Passage. Also, get involved also at Faithful Central by going to our website, finding out more information, and also continue to tune into our show. Thank you so much for coming. I will see you next week. Family, I pray that you are blessed by this episode and you learned something. We have information that is available on our website at faithfulcentral.com. You can also watch us on YouTube and on Facebook. You can also go to my personal website at georgebthompson.com, and it has a lot of information that will bless you. Look forward to seeing you on our next episode.